कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। थैंक यू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर कमिंग ऑन अ ह्यूज वीकेंड एक्चुअली ना इट्स अ बिग वीकेंड हॉलीडे एंड स्टिल यू हैव कम। थैंक यू फॉर इंस्पायरिंग एंड आई प्रे दैट बाय द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द डिवोटीज एंड माय सीनियर्स आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग ऑफ वैल्यू फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस। सो द टॉपिक इज फ्रेंडशिप बंधन। फ्रेंडशिप बंधन। सो हैव एनी ऑफ यू सेलिब्रेटेड फ्रेंडशिप डे रिसेंटली? डिड यू टाई बैंड्स टू ईच अदर? ओके एंड सून वील बी सेलिब्रेटिंग रक्षाबंधन। सो आई थॉट फ्रेंडशिप डे एंड रक्षाबंधन कैन बी कंबाइंड टू मेक फ्रेंडशिप बंधन। सो देर वॉज दिस कपल एंड बोथ ऑफ देम वेंट टू वर्क and when the wife, generally the wife used to come early, so when she came home she found that the husband is already at home and he is all dressed up and he is all packed his luggages, and the wife was in a shock, like, you know, she said where are you going, so and what has happened? So he says, well, we have won a huge lottery of 5 crores. She says, wow, that's great, so where are we going? He says, I don't know about you, but definitely you can't stay anymore and I'm off to a vacation. So, you know, it's said that friendship or friends, they are God's apology to relatives. You get it? When we don't have a good family, God apologizes by giving a good friend or good friends. So, and there are some friends who in our Hindi words, you can say kamine friends. Right? Like, there was this boy and, you know, in the term exams, he went up to see his results. And after seeing the results, he was very morose. He was almost like sobbing. And after some time, his friend came, again very morose. He said, yaar, what happened to you? He said, I failed. So then the first friend asked the second one, what happened? Why you are so morose? He said, even I failed. So the first one starts celebrating. Yahoo! I have some company. So these are kamine friends. Anyway, we need them, right? Because some of such kamine friends only will help us later. So what do you mean by friends? So the dictionary defines it as a close association with someone who you're not in a relationship with, like not family or not your spouse, etc. But still a close association, very close association. So we'll see how friendships are developed, what are the kinds of friends we meet. We'll see how you can test a true friend, what are the qualities of friends. And we'll see something about the new age social friendship. Okay? And we'll touch upon a very deep matter that is called as loneliness. Okay, so yeah, so it is seen there are some studies done, and it is seen that, you know, as humans we are wired for connection. Wired for connection means we need to belong, we need to connect with people. Like they did an experiment, and like example, suppose someone walks into this room. Even without striking a conversation, you can tell that whether the person is happy or sad or excited, right? Even without making a connection. So you can probably get a hint of what the person is feeling, right? Suppose you see someone, like you're walking on the road and you see someone tripping over a stone. Immediately you make a, oh gosh, must have got hurt. So you're not getting hurt. The person is getting hurt, but you can feel that sense of pain, right? So we are wired to being with each other. We are wired to feel each other's sensations, feelings, pains, etc. So there was this experiment done where economic experience experiment where people, a few group of people were given huge money. Okay, say let's say 1 lakh rupees each. And then they were asked, what would you like to do with this money? First option was to share with others, and second option was keep it to yourself. So they asked within a few seconds they asked people, and guess what was the response? What was the response, do you think? How many say share? Can you raise your hands? If you think that the people said share, can you raise your hands? And how many people said the people keeping it to themselves? Can you raise your hands? So most of you are saying they will keep for themselves because you've got time to think. This group of people, when they were asked immediately, they said we would like to share. And when time passed by a few more seconds, they said we want to keep it for ourselves. So the instant reaction was we want to share. That means we want to help each other. We want to be with each other. Another experiment where people were asked to climb a huge mountain, right? And then first they were asked to do in singles, like individuals climb up the huge mountain, come back and share their experiences. And later they were made into pairs and then asked to climb the mountain. And then when they were asked to share their experiences, the first group, when they went individually, they said there was a lot of pain, it was very tough. We were feeling that we should just give up, you know, and come back. And the second group, they said it was enjoyable. You know, even though we had troubles, we felt, oh, we should go ahead and, you know, make it somehow. So when they were in couples or when they were in pairs, they felt motivated and enthused to climb, even if there were so many hurdles which they had already seen in the first instance, right? Two-year-old children, generally they don't know loss of social gatherings, right? You can't teach them that, you know, when you are with someone, you should share, you should care for them. You can't teach a two-year-old. But they put some children, two-year-old children, in a small room. And some children were like they had pillows on their face or they had some sort of small animal near them. And the other children, they were just watching them. Even though they were just 2 years, they somehow crawled to the other side, walked to the other side, ran to the other side to help the other little children from, you know, they tried to pull off the pillows from their face or tried to shoo away the animal. So that means even 2-year-old children can feel the pain of others and they want to help the others, right? That means basically we are wired to help each other and be with each other. What to speak of humans? Have you seen friendship between humans and animals? So many, right? We keep pets because we feel they are our best friends. What to speak of human and animal? Animal and animal. Dog and cat are supposed to be the worst enemies, but they can be the best friends. Like I can give you an example. There was this lizard, you know, there was this old broken down house and there were many nails on one of the walls. So this lizard, while trying to crawl over, it got stuck between a few nails. It was trapped. It couldn't move. And the home was locked for almost more than a decade, right? And then the owner of the house, one fine day, he opens the house after a decade. And he sees that there's a lizard stuck there. And he's wondering, this lizard must have been here since years. And since how come, and yet, how is it able to survive? How does it eat? How does it feed? You know, it's got nothing, no support. And still it is surviving. So he tried to interrogate. I mean, he tried to find out. And then he saw that in the night when the lights were off, there was this other lizard which was coming with dead flies in its mouth, passing it to the trapped lizard, and that's how this lizard could survive. Can you imagine this? So this lizard survived for years just because the other lizard was getting food for it. Do we see it in human beings? Yes, we see. But we have to develop that friendship. So we'll see how we can develop that friendship. Otherwise, we would not have such stories, no? If we don't see such relationships, we wouldn't have such stories. So, you know, scientifically it's explained, how does this friendship develop? First, there is the stage in the small children, you know, they want it their way. That means, mujhe chahiye to chahiye. And I want what I want when I want. Okay? Then second is, the child says, what's in it for me? Like, if I give, can I get something back? Then they rise to the rules of caring and sharing. Okay, it's okay if I don't get, but I care for you so I can share. And then there is the thick friendship that come what may, we'll be friends for each other. When you turn an adolescent, it's more about doing projects together and, you know, if you are not really friends, it may also be competition amongst each other. In adulthood, when we start to work, when we have family, this friendship, the true friendship, it will help us to build great self-esteem for ourselves. It will help us to tide over crisis situations. It will help us, believe me, physically. That means we can be in good physical health and we can also be in great mental or emotional health if we have genuine friendship. And old age, you see, old age, people are, I mean, they don't have friends. Many of the friends are maybe no longer there. Their family is too busy to, you know, speak to them. But in this old age also, if people have friends, whatever losses the family must have given them or whatever tribulations the family must have put them through, this friendship is like a compensation for them. They strive, they survive on this friendship, right? So, of course, it's a long year, many years for all of you to grow old. I'm already getting old. You can see my white hair. But still, remember, we need friends to tide over all ages and all crisis situations. So, how do you click friendship? Is there any rule or is there any formula, an algorithm that, you know, you see this, then you judge this, and then you make friends? No, there are no algorithms. There are no formulae. It just happens, right? Like, you can be in this huge room and suddenly you see one person who's come for the first time, and your eyes meet each other and wow, pehla pehla pyar. It can be friendship actually. Yeah? So pehla pehla pyar can also apply to friendship. That you just see each other and that there's this magical moment and you feel, yes, this can be my friend. Have you experienced any of you? Yeah? At the instance, you can know that, okay. Yeah, so I think they are pehla pehla pyar. So then, also, friendship will depend on shared interests. Like if you have similar hobbies, similar likings, right? Then you can turn to be good friends. It also means being present when you need the other person. Can you just tell me some qualities which you look for in a real friend? Louder? Helpful? Okay. Anyone else? Honesty, yes. Loyalty. Trustworthy. Caring. There are so many qualities. Understanding. What else? Being there for you come what may. Hai na? Responsibility. The friend takes responsibility for your friendship. Aisa nahi ki you are in a trouble situation and he'll like, nahi yaar, seek friend, help from someone else. He'll be responsible. He will have mutual adoration and affection. Right? Ki, like, your friend may not like your choices. Like if you go for shopping, Bandra. You buy something and the friend says, no, it won't look good on you. But still you say, I want to buy it. You buy it. And the friend says, theek hai, you want it, just take it. Hell with you. But if you are with the third friend, and the third person says, this looks very horrible on you, yaar. The true friend will say, no, it looks so good on her. Why are you saying this? That means the friend will not like your choices, may not like your choices, but will defend you for your choices if time comes, right? So you have experienced, I think, some of you. Even I have experienced. So now this, I heard beautiful talks on the internet and this lady, she gives a very beautiful explanation of how friendship grows. You can imagine a triangle where the baseline is of positivity and then the two sides, angled sides, they are consistency and vulnerability. I'll explain each of these. So the base is positivity. That means when you have friends, you have to have that positivity. Even if the friend sort of teases you or corrects you, it is only to improve you. It is not to belittle you or harm you in any way. Okay, so that base is positivity. Okay, then there are two sides, right? So one is consistency. Consistency means you have to be in touch with that person, either phone or meeting personally or writing letters. You have to be in touch with the person. Then only the friendship will grow, right? And the third side is vulnerability. Vulnerability means it's not that you are there just for your person to for your friend to speak blah 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 blah, and the person is not ready to speak to listen to you. That means you want to be seen in all your troubled times. You want to be heard whenever you need. Okay, am I making it clear? Positivity, and then there is consistency. That means you spend time with each other in actual ways, not just on texting or pinging, as I heard. I didn't know about this word. I just came to know lately that ping means WhatsApp, right? Okay. So then positivity, consistency, and then vulnerability. That means you want to be heard. You want to be seen in difficult situations. You want to be helped. So now suppose you join this triangle and then you draw lines across. Okay. So niche ka jo hai base, ye triangle bana hai, and then there are lines across. So sabse niche base mein hai just newly met friends. Then as you go up higher, that connection and vulnerability has increased. Zyada aap log meet kar rahe ho, zyada aap share kar rahe ho. Go up, and the topmost triangle is where you have the closest friends. Right? So close that you have spent so much time together, you have shared so much with each other, you have helped each other so much, that suppose there's a situation where you're not able to meet. Like, you know, friends, especially girls, ladies, when we get married, we are in different cities. We may not meet our school friends. We may not meet our college friends. But still, one fine day you call up, say after months or years, and you're like, "Arey, where are you? And you strike the conversation from that very point. And you don't even realize it's been so many years we have not met. You know? So even if you don't spend time, your hearts are so close to each other that you can feel that connection. You don't have to revive it. From that point, it's already there. It's just like spark, you know, ek spark, matches laga diya, and that it's kindled again. So that means you have to be, some of your friends have to be in that top triangle, where distance, time, won't matter. You are there for each other. Now, listening is at the core of this friendship. Like we discussed so many qualities which a good friend should have. But listening is at the core. As I said, you don't want friends who just go on speaking and then don't listen to you. Like, I'll share this story. There was this person who, she made a project, you know, she thought of a project that every day of the year she'll make a new friend. That means 365 days, she'll make 365 friends. And then she would somehow, because names are difficult to remember, and in that year she would say, okay, this is my June 23 friend. This is my August 25th friend, like that. And then she was sharing a story of how this person whom she made friends, she tried to make friends, but the person was very cold, you know, not very approachable. So this lady somehow, she struck a conversation, and then she tried to speak to him, and the other person, he revealed that he's a soldier, he was a soldier, and somehow now he's been sent off from the army and he's just sort of moving cities. And then on deeper probing, she came to know that this person, this soldier, had accidentally killed a civilian family. Accidentally. Okay? He had killed a civilian family without any... I mean, it was by accident. But still, by laws, he was discontinued from a service. And he was so traumatized by that experience, you know, that I have killed innocent people. He wouldn't just open up. He was so much lost in his own sadness and bereavement, he couldn't open up. And then one after the other, he came up with stories, you know, aise hua, like that, this, that. And this lady, and every time he spoke a new story, that man was feeling relieved, you know, as if itna sara, there was so much burden on his shoulders, on his heart. And with every story he told, he was feeling lighter and this lady was feeling heavier. Because, you know, you share, right? And when you share, you want the other person to be feeling lighter, and you don't matter, you don't worry that your burden is increasing. Like burden of love, they say, na? A mother does so much for the child, but she does out of love. So much burden, but it's called burden of love. You're not bothered for yourself. If the friend is feeling good, I'm happy. I will take the burden, right? So this listening is at the core of friendship. If you can't listen to your friends, your friendship won't grow. And then as we saw, there are so many other qualities to build up this friendship. Now, let me ask you a question, and please raise your hands. Do you have friends? If you have friends, please raise your hand. Raise up high. Okay. Another question. Do you have friends whom you are not in social touch with? That means you are not using social media to be in touch with those friends. Good. Very nice. Third question. Do you have friends? Okay. Do you have some people in your life whom you feel so close to that you can share any problem with? Wonderful. This is the largest number of hands. So we can clap for each other. It shows because you are good friends, you have good friends. You need to be a good friend to have good friends. So that's really commendable. The largest number of hands for having true friends. Now, there's a saying that there are three types of friends. Okay, Aristotle, the great philosopher, he said there are three types of friends. Friend for a reason, friend for a season, and friend for a lifetime. So who's a friend for a reason? So when you have business transactions or you work in a job together, you just happen to be together. Or when you're sharing, share car. So it's like just you're there because you have to be together. So that's friends for a reason. Then there is friends for a season. That means, friends for a reason is like you just happen to be, say, neighbors, or you happen to go in the bus together, right? That is called as, or you happen to have common interests. Like, say, you love the same sport, you go to the same shopping mall, right? So that is called as, also called as pleasure friendships. Then you have friend for a season. Like, you are working, right? And you somehow happen to be together, you are doing a project together in the college or at workplace. That's friends for a season. It's called advantage friendship. That means you get something from each other, and that's how you stay together. And the best is friendship for a lifetime. So that is virtue friendship. It's based on virtues of sharing, caring, helping each other. And whether you get benefit from it or you don't get benefit from it, whether you get chastised, your parents want to kick you out of that for that friendship, but still you will stay. Your friend, sometimes your parents must be telling, no, Arey, why you are behind this girl? She's not even studying. Just let go of her. But for us, that marks don't matter, no? Friendship matters. Marks se kya karna hai? Bajya karna hai? No. So, our friendship is important. Now, again, there was a study done where people were asked, so, how many friends you have in each of these categories? So, let's analyze for ourselves. You can just think a moment. How many friends you have in the first category, that is pleasure friendships. Pleasure friendships means you do activities together. You like hobbies. You have same hobbies. You can just think on your mind and come to a figure. Okay, pleasure friendships. You have a number? Every one of you have a number in your mind? Okay. Second is, how many friends you have in the second category, that is advantage friendship. That means working together, doing projects together, or sharing a cab together. You have a number? You have? Each of you have a number? Good. At the back, you have numbers? Okay, some may not have, but you have numbers for it, for this advantage friendship. Good. The last one. How many of you have friendships for virtues or true friendships? You have the number? I hope you are pointing to a real number, not just imaginary number. Okay. So, sabse kam kis mein hai? Real friendship. That means even though you have a big circle of friends for pleasures or for advantage, the real friendship is a very, very small number. It's okay. It's okay. It said, earlier it was said that having one or two friends is luxury. No, so it's okay, even if you have one or two in that category, that's great. But don't, see to it that you don't have zero. At least one friend, okay? So now, again, in this study they saw what was the average, okay? So the average was two. That means at least every person had two real friends. And then they saw what was the mode. This is a US study in America. What was the mode? You know what is a mode? M-O-D-E. Mode means the number which is recurring the most, which is happening, coming the most of number of times. So the mode was zero. That means maximum number of people had zero friends. And this was 25%. Matlab, in that huge population of USA, 25% of people, that means one out of four people didn't have friend, didn't have a true friend. Very sad, no? Maybe we'll also become like USA very soon. I'll tell you why. So then, we have to have true friends. Now, how do you choose friends? Can you choose friends? It just happens, right? But it's said that we have to also be wise to choose friends. You know, a diamond? It reflects the color which is around it, right? Whatever falls on it, it will... Or if you have glasses, brown-colored glasses, you'll see everything brown. Blue-colored, bright blue, you'll see everything blue. Black-colored, everything black. Opaque glasses, you can't see anything, right? So you have to choose friends, because it is said that you are known by the type of friendship you keep. Jaise maine bola na, agar aapke kami nahi friends hai, kami nahi, sorry. So people will say you are also useless, you know? That having fun is okay, but you are revealed by the type of friendship you keep, okay? But of course it doesn't mean that, you know, if people are not, if there are two friends, you leave them, you know. Hey, your marks are horrible. I will let go of your friendship. No, that's not the criteria. So, again, there's a quote. It says, from the... This is another incident where two friends were just roaming in, say, national park. They went into the forest area. And then suddenly they saw... They see a huge tiger, you know, running behind them. And both are really, you know, running for life. And suddenly this one person, he just somehow, you know, waits for a moment, pulls out sneakers from his bag and is wearing them. The other person is saying like, what will these sneakers do for you, yaar? They will not save you from the tigers. Run fast. So the first person says, no, they will not prevent me from the tiger, but I can at least outrun you, no? You got me? If he outruns the other person, the tiger will catch him. So are these true friends? No. So true friends, how can you prove true friendship, or how you can judge true friendship? I remember there was this clip in the movie. I will not tell the movie. But this person, deaf and dumb, yeah. And there's a huge electric light. And he ties a rope to it, and then on the other end, he measures the distance of that pole. So say it is, say, 8 meters. And 8 meters away, he's standing. Okay? And 8 meters away, udhar ek bulb rakha hai, ya kaanch ka jo bhi rakha hai, and he's a little behind. And then he pulls the electric pole. Okay? Aur saath mein uska friend hai. Aur haath, jo bhi bolta hai ki, he's my friend, this person will catch hold of him. And he'll drop the pole. As soon as the pole falls, if the person is a true friend, he will stay with him. Otherwise, he'll run off. And then this fellow is so smart that the pole falls, but it falls on the lamp. It doesn't fall where he is. He's deliberately standing behind so that he is not injured, nor the friend is injured. But he can test. If this friend is staying with me till that pole falls, that means he's a true friend. Otherwise, gone. Gone case. He's chucked out. Yeah. Thank you. You can tell later. So then, so a true friend you can judge only when you are in dire circumstances. When you have heavy troubles upon you, coming upon you, that's when a true friend will not run away. He or she will stay with you, come what may. Now, it was also said that from bad beginnings, the best of friends arise. You know? When you are in a difficult situation, people who are close to you but not really friends, they may move away. But people who are, you don't even know, but somehow you strike a bond and they will survive for life. Their friendship will survive for life. It is said often from bad friendships, from bad situations, true friendship arises. Now, let's come to social media. So, everyone, you have friends on the social media, right? So, can you give me a number, how many friends you have on the social media? Bahut bada hai na number? Bata dijiye phir bhi. 200. Very less. Aur koi? 400. Aur koi? Anyone else who has more than 400 social friends? Friends on social media? 1000. Okay. Anyone else? 2000. Oof. We have to meet you now. Anyone else? Okay, this is last. 2001. 2002. Gone. 2000, you are winner. We'll meet her. She's happy. We should meet her, huh? Okay. So now, you want to stand up? For having so many social friends? We can clap. Thank you. Thank you. Now, when you speak of social media and when you speak of social friendship, right? Do you worry what will your friends think on the social media about? I mean, what will your friends think about you? Like, if you click a picture, are you looking good? Is the angle right? Right? You worry, right? If you have to post a picture on the social media, like one actress said, you know, when she was asked, the husband was asked, the husband said, she will take just 2 minutes to click the picture, but another 2 hours to rectify the picture before she posts it on the social media. So, now most likely you will not see majority of them in your lifetime. Do you agree, my dear friend? Most of these social friends we will not even see in our lifetime. They may just be on the social websites. So, like example, your best friend, you may not know what the person had for his or her breakfast. But you will definitely know, that social friend there in Italy, she has had this special pizza for her breakfast. You know? So, but is that friendship? So let's analyze. Now, social media, how do you name, like, what is the, there's only one word used for social contacts. It's called a friend. Is there any other adjective used? Mutual friends, okay? But friend hai usme. Aur kuch word use kiya hai social media mein? Followers? Okay. That is a big term. So, let's restrict it to friends. So now, suppose, I know Gopika. Gopika knows, Hetal. Gopi Vallabhi knows Mansi. So, I have tagged Gopika as my friend. I don't know Gopi Vallabhi, but Gopika has tagged her as a friend. And Gopika doesn't know Mansi, but Gopi Vallabhi knows her, and so they become mutual friends, right? Mutual friends or whatever. So now I don't know Mansi, but she is my friend. So actually the word should be Gopika is my friend, Gopi Vallabhi is her acquaintance, and Mansi is her acquaintance's acquaintance. Problem kya hai? Ye sab ek hi category mein aa gaye, friend. Does it make sense? No. So, what are the effects? Okay. How many of you remember your friend's birthday, best friend's birthday? Very nice. How many of you go to the Facebook to be reminded of your friend's birthday? No? So that's really nice. That means we are not yet America. It's time for us. Okay. So, but generally it is seen, that you may forget your friend's birthday and then you say it's okay yaar, I mean diary mein kyun likhna, reminder kyun dalna, Facebook to hai na remind karne ke liye, right? And then the Facebook keeps reminding you year after year, year after year, and then it also reminds you of oh, this friend, you have made this person a friend 2 years back. Celebrate your friendship. Arey, but that friend I have never met in life. But chalega, 2 years of friendship, then you say, oh, congratulations, we have celebrated. We are in 2 years of mutual friendship. Great. But the problem is, there are two problems of social friendship. One is online, one is offline. So what is online problem? That you will depend on the Facebook to remind you of your birthdays. And so much so that even you, your mind will lose the situation. That means the mind will not even want to remember that date as a friend's birthday. It will depend on the social media. And so much so that one day you are just depending on that. You are just wishing your friend because Facebook told you to do so. Facebook tells you of people, faces you have never met. And you depend on that Facebook to tell you, look, it's your friend's birthday. This is the online problem. What is the offline problem? Suppose, after this wonderful Chetna program, you go down. And there's amazing prasad there. Huh? I will not tell you the items. But there's amazing prasad there, okay? And you're enjoying that. And then suddenly, amongst a group of friends, you're sitting together enjoying. And say you have called someone, but who has not come for this Chetna program. And then you go aside and you say, look, you're missing it, you know. We're having such nice program. We're having such nice prasad. You just missed it. We're enjoying. Are you really enjoying? Aap enjoy kab kar rahe the when you were with that group of friends, eating together, chatting together, enjoying together. Now you have gone off that circle to tell your friend on the phone or clicking a picture, you're no longer in that happiness zone, right? But still you want to share so that other person feels morose. So this is a problem. You don't want to enjoy the moment. You want to share it with something else. Like you must have seen pictures on the net, no? I think beech mein, news mein there was a very wonderful picture. This a great celebrity comes, some sports star, and everyone is just busy taking picture of that sports star. And there's this old lady who's watching that sports star. Instead of taking pictures, she's watching that sports star. Who's enjoying more? That lady who's watching him, no? She can feel him, she can see him, she may be able to strike a conversation with him. And others are just busy taking pictures or selfies so that they can post it. So it's more of sharing to give others a feeling that, oh, you are losing here, huh? You are missing something, than actually enjoying that moment. So these are the problems of social friendship, online and offline. And so much so, we get into that in this rut, like, dheere dheere, you know, that normalcy is lost. It's like creeping, creeping, creeping. Thoda abnormal hai, you say it's okay, yaar, chalta hai. Thoda aur abnormal. So much so that you lose touch of what is true friendship. What is true meetings together. What is true enjoying together. Okay? So social media you can have, but try to have two friends. Now, so actually, even when you see the course of friendship, friends don't change. Friends evolve. For the better or for the worse. You know? Good friends, they will evolve to become better friends, best friends. And bad friends or friends who are not worthy of being called a friend, they will just lose out of touch. Right? So friendship only evolves for the good or for the worse. So in this age of social media, even with thousands of friends, you can still be alone. Right? You may have so many people around and still you may feel alone. Now alone, loneliness means what? That desperate situation or that hopeless situation where you feel that there's no one in this life of mine who I can share with my sadness or my happiness with. Right? So, I don't want you to raise your hands, but you can just think within yourselves. Have any of you sometimes found yourself lonely? You're so desperate that there's no one you can speak to, you know. There are people around you, but you feel that I can't really share my problem with anyone. Okay? I'm sure most of us have felt this loneliness because it's an age like that where we are bound to feel lonely. So now, again, this person explains that, you know, we have circles around us. Like, at the center is us, ourselves. Then you have a circle around it, smaller circle, smaller diameter, that is of our family. Then a larger circle around, that is maybe the city, then the nation, and then maybe humanity. Okay? Social media ka advantage, what's the advantage? That being in the center, and still you can connect to the periphery. मतलब यू कैन बी एट द सेंटर, यू स्टिल यू कैन कनेक्ट टू द सिटी, टू द नेशन, टू ह्यूमैनिटी, द एंटायर वर्ल्ड, एंड मे बी पीपल ऑन मून ऑन मार्स ऑल्सो, हु नोस. सो यू कैन स्टिल कनेक्ट, ओके. बट वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम, यू कैन कनेक्ट, बट इफ यू लूज द कोर वैल्यूज ऑफ फ्रेंडशिप, दे आर ट्रस्ट, राइट, कॉन्फिडेंस इन ईच अदर, हेल्पिंग ईच अदर. इफ यू लूज दोज कोर वैल्यूज, विल यू बी एबल टू हेल्प पीपल ऑन द नेशनल लेवल? You are just in touch. Hi, hello, oh, great, what you are doing. You can't reach out to people, right? So you are in touch with people on the periphery. You have a huge range of friendships, but you can't do much if you don't have those core values of friendship. And unless we treasure these qualities of tolerance, cooperation, we can't do much to even ourselves, or to speak of on the humanitarian level. So how else can we help the world? If you don't have these qualities, how else can we help the world? So we have to depend on these qualities. Now, this great scientist, he says, the world is survival of the fittest, right? But there's another wonderful person, he says, it is survival of the kindest. So let's see how. You know what's a domino? Domino's pizza, nahi? Domino. Domino effect. That means, suppose you keep small vertical blocks standing next to each other without touching each other, and you just flip one of the boards, like say pack of cards or whatever. If you flip one of those, that will slant over, make the other flip, and then it goes on, and the entire row of cards falls off, right? So as if it's proved that if you have a 5 millimeter, if you have a 5 millimeter domino, let's say 5 centimeters, if you have a 5 centimeter domino, like cards arranged at a span of 5 centimeters, that can knock off another domino effect. Basically, it's a chain of reactions, okay? So that can knock off another domino, which is 7.5 centimeters in length. Matlab, that each domino has an effect of flipping over a domino which is 1.5 times its size. Now, if you start with this and you progressively increase 5 centimeter, 7.5, uska 1.5 times, which is around 11, 12, then 18, something like that. If you go on making 29 such progressive dominoes, am I making clear what I'm saying? So you have a domino of 5 centimeter size, the other you have 7.5 centimeter close by, and then whatever, 12 or whatever, like that, you go on having 29 progressive dominoes. These 29 progressive dominoes can bake, can flip over a huge structure such as the Taj Mahal. Not in terms of strength, if you have a huge Taj Mahal built out of those small blocks, okay, this domino effect can, 29 such of them can flip over even a huge Taj Mahal structure made out of those small cards. So that much power it has, each domino. So do you think you can make a difference to this world by making friends? Each one of us has the power to change relationships with each other and to make a positive impact on the society. This domino, which is non-living, can make it. Why can't we? So how do we make it? That's the question, right? We all have a circle of influence around us. Hai na? Circle of influence means people who you influence. Like you may be influencing your siblings. You may be influencing your parents to some extent. You may be influencing your friends, your teachers. So each one of us has a circle of influence. If we try to improve that circle of influence, have better relationships, then that circle, when they go to their circle of influence, they will create positivity there. Then some of them may go to their circle of influence and create positivity there. So in this way, like a domino, don't you think all of us in this world can be happy? Yes, we can be happy if you just spread that change of positivity amongst each other. Now, again, okay. Loneliness. I said we'll speak about loneliness. So we all, or most of us, must have gone through these moments of loneliness. You know how deadly loneliness is? If someone smokes 15 cigarettes a day, he will be prone to so many diseases like, you know, liver cirrhosis, fatty liver, so many problems, right? Lung cancer, oral cancer, right? So you're not even smoking 15 cigarettes a day, but a lonely person is having that effect. Means he's more severely diseased than a person who smokes 15 cigarettes a day. He's more at risk of developing cardiac diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes than a healthy person. So that grave is the problem, loneliness. Loneliness will actually translate to hopelessness. When you are lonely, you can't see hope for each other. Even the grass may be green, the world may be looking so colorful. When you are lonely, it all appears gray only. Sometimes black. You can't see anything, right? So we can take a pledge for ourselves that we will not remain lonely. We will have some friends in our life who will help us. And we can take a pledge to extend that positive friendship to that circle of influence. Someone in that circle of influence. Now, again, if I ask you a question, there are two choices. You can select one of the two. You can lose your eyesight or you can lose friendship. Which one will you choose? There are two choices, only two choices. You can lose, don't tell me now, don't come up with an answer ki ek aankh chalega. So you can lose your eyesight, that means both eyes, or you can lose friendship. Which of you choose? Which of you will choose losing eyesight? Can you raise your hands? I will not raise because I know the answer. How many of you will choose to lose eyesight? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Many of you. Few of you, sorry. How many, our winner with social friends, she doesn't mind losing eyesight. How many of you will choose to lose friendship? Most of you, na? Jisne haath raise nahi kiya, friendship lose karega. But it is said, a blind person can be happy. But friendless people cannot be happy. So all of you who have made the wrong choice, rethink. It's okay to be without eyesight. You can still be happy. But without friends, you are doomed. Like ek bar, there were these three friends who were marooned on an island. Deserted island, you know. Waha par na paani hai. Paani matlab dur dur tak paani nahi hai. There's no vegetation to eat, nothing. And there's this fear of animals coming over. And then suddenly there's a genie. So the genie comes and he says, okay, I can grant your wish. So the first friend says, take me out of this island back to my home. He says, granted. Second person, he says, take me out of this island back to my home. Granted. Third person, he says, I am so lonely without my friends. Bring them back. So, losing eyesight is still okay. Better not lose friendship. Now, as I said, why Raksha Bandhan? Or why Friendship Bandhan? Do you like laws? L-A-W-S. Do you like rules? None of us like. Even I don't like. But it is explained. Like, I'll give you an example. You are studying for your 10th standard. All of you have passed your 10th standard. But imagine you are in the 10th standard. And your parents are telling you, your teachers are telling you, study, study, study. Study for at least so many hours. Don't waste time on TV. Don't waste time on social media. Study. And then there are some good children who will study, who will keep their limits, who will keep their limits of freedom. That means they'll use time very wisely. Only 1 hour for entertainment, 6 hours for study, 2 hours for speaking to family, right? And then there are other children who will just while away their time on the social media or games or whatever. And then when the results come, lo and behold, you'll see for yourself. Jisne padhai nahi kiya, usko dur dur tak admission he's not getting, he or she's not getting. And the one who has studied and sincerely used his or her time, she'll get a good college and then she can enjoy whatever she wants. Hai na? So those laws of bondage or laws of rules were good or freedom was good? Laws were good, no? Because at least when you stayed in those laws, you can be free for eternity. Matlab next whatever life, number of life years you stay, like if you stay for another 90, 100 years also, no one is going to ask 10th standard ke liye padho. Is someone going to ask, hey, 10th standard ke liye padhna hai, exam. I get dreams, you know, sometimes. Although I was a very good student, I was a very good student. I get dreams suddenly, you know. कि 10th स्टैंडर्ड का एग्जाम है, पढ़ना है पढ़ना, एंड आई बिकम सो फियरफुल यू नो, एंड देन आई सडनली गेट अप एंड ड्रिंक वाटर, एंड देन बाद में लगता है कि अरे परसेंटेज तो बहुत अच्छा आता है, देन वाई वॉज सो स्केर्ड. सो वेन यू पास योर एग्जाम विद फ्लाइंग कलर्स, नो वन इज गोइंग टू आस्क यू फॉर द नेक्स्ट 100 years also, study for that 10th standard exam again. So laws or rules are meant to give you freedom, not to bond you. So that's why Raksha Bandhan, when you have that bondage of relationships, when you have that bondage of sweet interactions, it will help you to be free. Now, and this Bandhan protects you. It protects you from external forces. Srila Prabhupada, when he was... Juhul temple, it's a wonderful temple and there was a lot of struggle to make it. So then, because people were attacking the temple again and again, Prabhupada said to his disciples, create big walls around the compound. So they had almost 5 to 6 feet high walls around the temple. And then once Prabhupada was on a walk and one of his accomplices, one of his acquaintances, he said, Prabhupada, people are saying that you have created a jail there. It's not a temple, it's a jail with so many huge walls. Prabhupada said, no, jail is outside. Inside is freedom and people are safe. Okay, so jail is outside because people don't want to follow God. They'll be bound in it, in this material world forever. And once someone comes into that walls, he'll love Krishna, he'll love the devotees and he'll be free forever, he or she. So very soon, on 15th August, which is Raksha Bandhan, we also have a very wonderful festival that's called as Balaram Jayanti. And Balaram is Krishna's elder brother and such a loving personality. He loves Krishna as a, there are different rasas, I will not elaborate on it. He loves Krishna and he serves him like a pillow, like his shoes. He serves Krishna, when Krishna wants water, he goes and serves him like a servant. When Krishna wants friends to play with, Balaram is there. When Krishna is playing and he gets hurt, Balaram is like there like an elder brother to protect him. And Balaram also in that loving relationship, you know, just as spouse or spouses ka relationship hota hai, Balaram is the sister of Radharani. So he serves Krishna in all different formats. And this personality, unka jayanti hum celebrate kar rahe 15th August. So I request all of you to come because he is a very, very loving personality and he gives you strength for devotional service. I'll just end with this short story. Aap logon ne suna hoga WhatsApp wagere pe, Ati Varadaraj. Ati Varadaraj is the form of the Lord, Varadaraj, who comes out of that lake once in 40 years. So then, one of his devotees, Yamunacharya, he had the opulence of being able to speak to the Lord. That means Yamunacharya would speak to the Lord and Lord will speak back to him. So once one devotee told Yamunacharya, can you please go and ask the Lord ki whether after this lifetime will I go back to Godhead? So Yamunacharya went to the Lord, he said, Varadaraj, that devotee is asking whether he can go back to Godhead after this lifetime. Varadaraj said, yes. So Yamunacharya went back and with great joy he said, you are going back to Godhead. Then Yamunacharya was thinking, I asked about him, how about myself? So he went to the Lord, he said, Varadaraj, will I go back to Godhead? I'm serving you since so long, you can speak to me, you speak to me. Varadaraj said, no. He said, but why? He said, that devotee is serving my devotees. You are serving only me. You won't go back to Godhead. Then Yamunacharya, he engaged in service to devotees, in menial service to devotees. And then later when he went to Varadaraj, Varadaraj said, yes, now you can go back to Godhead. So, make Krishna as your friend. But make devotees as your best friends. Because if you make devotees as best friends, Krishna will shower with you with more blessings than he can as a friend. So it's my humble request that you make very good friends with your friends, with devotees, and then try to influence that positivity around so that the whole world can change for sure. Right? And we can take this pledge today that we can connect with some friends whom we have lost touch with, and we can make at least one or two new friends, and we can make that friendship grow to that topmost triangle where even if you don't have contacts for a long time, you will still be friends. By the way, an information, it takes 50 hours of FaceTime. FaceTime means not that Facebook time, meeting face to face to make some person as a casual friend. It takes plus 90 hours, 50 plus 90, 140 hours to make that person as a standard friend. And it takes another 200 hours, matlab total 340 hours at least to make a deep friend. So please invest your 340 hours and make some good friends. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the wonderful lecture. I hope we have got something to take out from this. And without further delay, I would like to request all the girls who have come for the festival for the very first time to kindly rise in their place and stand so that we can welcome you properly. All the girls who have come for the first time. Thank you so much for taking out your time on Saturday evening and coming here. I would request all of you to please welcome them in our traditional style by chanting Haribo 3 times. Please take a seat. Next, all the girls who have just who were standing just now, I would request you all, once the kirtan is over, you can meet Trupti, who is standing near Prabhupada Vigraha. She will have your gift for the program, and if you have any questions related to program or temple's activity, you can ask her. She will guide you. And next, as Mataji was telling, we have Balram Jayanti coming on 15th of August. There are many festivals that are starting, so I would like to take you through it quickly. So first of all, we have 11th to 15th Julan Yatra happening, which will be happening mostly in the hall or else on the downstairs where right now the program is happening, so the entrance is blocked. Otherwise, you will have darshan over there. So that program, the small deities that you see when you take darshan, they are dressed very nicely. Every day a beautiful decoration is made, and they are the lordship is there on the chula, and you get personally to be there and Bhagwan ko chula karane ka chance milta hai. So please, 5 din mein ek bar at least try to come and take the benefit of the opportunity. The 15th day, which is last day of Julan Yatra, is also the festival of Balram Jayanti. So that day also you can come. After that, 24th, the biggest festival of ISKCON, Janmashtami. So that is there. After, on the next day, there is Nandotsav, and also birthday of ISKCON's founder Acharya Prabhupada Jinka Vigraha, you can see behind. So it is his birthday also. So on 25th we have that celebration also. Then on the 6th September, there is birthday of the most beloved person of Krishna, none other than Srimati Radharani. So that is another festival. So generally you say ki birthday ke din pe we are in a good mood, we don't mind if anyone is troubling us also. Same way Lord is also very happy and very benevolent, I mean he is benevolent every day, but on that day he is specially benevolent. So please try to come on all these Jayanti festivals and take the blessings from Lord. Next, the last announcement. The Chetna for next month is on 14th of September, Saturday, same time, 5 PM onwards. The topic is Your Success GPS, and speaker is Dr. Komal Dalal. So I would request all of you to come next time also. This time Mataji she is really suffering from very high fever. We were worried whether she'll come or not. Still she has taken out time to come and give us today's lecture. I would request all of you to thank her once again, loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol. Now I request all of the girls to proceed downstairs for prasad today. Since there is another program here, we'll have to vacate the hall quickly. You can proceed downstairs for prasad. Thank you so much.